Brick-and-mortar retail has been struggling in many countries and regions as e-commerce emerges, so this move seems almost counterintuitive to me. Why is Alibaba building this physical mall, and how does it fit with the new retail strategy?
Well, I think Alibaba thinks, and I think it's probably true, is that real-world retailing is never going to go away completely. So it wants to use some of its online retail expertise to try and grab a slice of the brick-and-mortar retail world, and it's trying to bring a bunch of sort of high-tech bells and whistles and use some of its big logistics. It's built up this huge logistics capability, you know, to deliver goods between destinations and things like that, trying to bring some of that to this mall and some other brick-and-mortar concepts they're playing with.
Well, what specific groups of people are among the main target customers of More Mall, and what would you expect to see on the mall shelves?
Well, we haven't really seen much. This is all coming from one report, and it's citing their main sources. It sounds like it's really happening because they've got a lot of details, but the only things I saw, it says it'll have a supermarket, which I guess will allow people to order stuff on their cell phones before they get to the store and then, you know, pick up their actual groceries, but then maybe they want to pick out their fresh produce themselves, they'll be able to do that. The other thing they mentioned was, clothing stores and I guess makeup, you know, that people will be able to put on makeup and try on clothing virtually, I guess using special mirrors and screens, you know, that lets you, I think you've probably seen them, that lets you see how you would look in a certain piece of clothing or with a certain kind of makeup on without actually having to put it on.
Well, earlier reports have said that Alipay facial recognition payment system technology has been installed at a KFC concept restaurant in Hangzhou, where consumers can pay for their meals with a smile and their cell phone number. Now, can we expect this technology to be at the mall on opening day? And you've already mentioned these virtual change rooms, I guess. What other tech possibilities would you expect with this project?
Well, I think the facial recognition stuff is probably, you know, it's all going to be talked about. I don't know whether or not it'll be there on day one, but Alibaba themselves have been experimenting with a unmanned convenience store that I guess would, you know, you'd be able to say your orders by voice, and maybe you could pay by recognizing facial scans and all this sort of stuff. You know, there's all sorts of possibilities. Whether or not they're all going to be there on day one is another question, because, you know, a lot of people just don't know how to use these things, and maybe they're not installed in their phones, and so it's going to require quite a bit of education, and I imagine there's going to be probably a lot of real-world salespeople and, you know, techies to help people get this stuff up and running, at least in the beginning.